We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I was at my son's baseball game on Friday night, and runner on first, one out. I don't know. It doesn't matter. There was one out, I think. And the guy on it was our team at the plate. He squares to bunt.
Yeah.
Okay. And he bunts the ball, and he bunts it foul. And
how many strikes were there?
One or zero. Okay. So yeah. As the pitcher's pitching, hit and run. So the runner's going. The guy turns, squares to bunt. He bunts the ball foul, and the catcher catches the ball. Not a pop up, but foul tip into the catcher's glove. So the guy who's on second turns around and comes back to first because it was a foul tip.
Right.
And the catcher caught it. Mm-hmm. The umpire stops the game, and he walks out from behind the plate. And what does he say?
He says it's nothing. There's the batter's out, and that's it.
Nope.
What?
Batter's not out because that was only the second strike. You can foul tip a pitch into the catcher's glove.
Oh, okay. So
as long as it doesn't pop up above his head. Do you know what he said?
I would have guessed what Stoney said.
Okay. He said the runner on second could have stayed on second because he can advance on a foul tip into the catcher's glove. But since he went back to first, he now has to stay at first. You can advance from first to second on a foul tip bunt that the catcher catches.
What about a foul tip swing?
No, you cannot. I don't think. But maybe you can.
Why would that be different?
So the catcher caught a foul tip that was not strike three. Obviously, if he catches a foul tip on strike three, right, then the batter's out.
Yes.
He caught a foul tip on strike two that the runner from first could have taken second base. And I Googled it right away. It says the ball's not in play, the runner can do whatever he wants in that particular situation.
See, I would assume that the ball's dead once it's a foul ball.
Not if it's caught because it's a continued strike. Is that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. The umpire was very clear on it, and our coach shook his head and said, yep, that's right. And I was like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Because I've been a baseball fan for like a couple years now, and I've never seen or heard that.
If you technically break that down, though, it almost seems like you'd have to tag up. He caught contact catch in the air.
No, you don't have to tag up.
But if he popped it, if it went off his bat, let's say he's setting up the bunt, and it just barely tips, like, catches the bat and just pops up slightly, and the catcher leans over and like does
catches the ball.
Shoestring catch or something like that. That then would you have to tag up?
Yeah, you'd have to.
It's just strictly the tip.
Yeah,
not a pop. That's amazing.
Someone on Ticket Tech saying it's regarded as a swing and a miss.
Yeah,
that's tipped into the glove. So I mean, you could steal second base if a guy swings and misses. So it's like that,
right? Yeah. It's considered a live ball. Okay, a foul tip is a batted ball that goes sharp and direct from the bat into the catcher's hands and is legally caught. It is not a foul tip unless caught, and any foul tip that is caught is a strike and the ball is in play. It is not a catch if it's a rebound unless the ball has first touched the catcher's glove or hand. So maybe, Stoney, you could do it on a swing. It doesn't have to necessarily be a foul ball.
It doesn't have to be a bunt either.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't have to be a bunt.
So that
you know what that well that's great. That's something I never knew.
I didn't know it either, and I didn't know until a few weeks ago that you can steal on a walk. Like seriously, I didn't know that if you're on second base.
Oh yeah,
and I just never really knew that, and it's kind of stupid to be that I didn't know that. I should have known it.
That is stupid.
I
feel like you should have known that.
I'm embarrassed by it, to be honest. But I admitted it.
A foul tip is a live ball. Runners can advance, in parentheses, steal at their peril.
Wow.
Let's go to Dennis in Richmond. 97 won the ticket. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm just going to confirm that. I do high school umpiring, and as long as it's a clean catch, a foul tip is just like a swing and a miss as far as the liveness of the ball. They can steal second. They can be thrown out at second. Obviously, on a third strike, it would be an out.
So if a guy swings and misses, swings and hits a foul tip, that goes into the catcher's mitt and he catches it cleanly, you can steal on that?
You can steal, and he can be thrown out at second, because we've had that where the catcher doesn't throw it down, and you say, you know, you could have thrown him out, or somebody else, hey, that runner's got to go back to first base. No, he doesn't. That's a live ball.
So if let's just say the exact scenario describing happens, and the guy's running from first to second, and he sees that, and he doesn't know the rule, and so he just stops and starts to walk back to first base, they could throw down to first and get him caught in a rundown?
Absolutely.
I love it. Absolutely. I love it! Dennis, what is the most... What's the rule you would say in your umpiring career where you have informed coaches and or players that they just don't have the best knowledge of? They go, wait, what? You go, yes, that's a rule. Like, what do you think is the most not known or misunderstood rule that you have to litigate?
Probably a couple of them. I think that's definitely one of them, because I've had fans behind the bench, even coaches, come out and argue the foul tip rule, yeah. And then they'll come back after they look at the rule book a couple of days later and said, you know what, you were right.
Yeah.
I think the other time is when somebody swings and a ball hits them in the wrist.
Oh yeah.
With a full swing and it rolls out to the pitcher. You know, is it a live ball? Or what happens? I mean,
what is it?
And in that case, anytime a ball hits a batter, it's immediately a dead ball, and that would be considered a strike.
It's strike, but yeah.
If you swung at it.
If you swing at a ball and get hit by that pitch, it's not a hit.
It's not a hit by pitch.
It's not a hit by pitch, right.
No, but people argue that, hey, it's in their territory. You can run down to first. No, it's a dead ball if you're hit by the pitch. And yeah. It's a strike if you swing.
All right, Dennis. Thanks for the info. And by the way, you suck at umpiring. I just want to make you feel like
I do. Yeah. I do. Every pitch, one side or the other.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dennis in Richmond, our umpiring insider. All right, so this actually raises another question, and that is, things that you find out late in life where you feel really, really dumb because you're informed of something and you're like, wait, what? I never knew that. This is kind of confessional time here as we are coming clean on things that we just did not know. And as one ticket texter points out, as Lions fans, we say, quote, I never knew that every year with some new rule. And that is true. We do learn something new with the Lions every single year. But I was telling about... A game I was at on Friday night, my son's baseball team, where the ball was tipped on a bunt into the catcher's mitt, and it wasn't the third strike. It was like strike one or strike two, and a runner ran down to second. He turned around and ran back to first, and the umpire said that was actually a live ball, and he could have kept second base, but now that he's gone back to first, he's got to stay on first base. And I was like, wow, I never knew that. And like another ticket texter, 97136, I'm 37. I just found out what Arby's meant last week.
I don't know what our original roast
America's,
beef.
America's roast beef. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I did not know that.
I know that was a big ad campaign that they had for a while.
I thought it was like Mr. Arby or somebody.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But I know that they had an ad campaign for many years, which is America's roast beef. Yes, sir. So I thought that's what it was. I just learned that the gas icon on your dashboard has an arrow that shows you which side of the car your gas tank's on.
Well, that I've heard that from a lot of people.
Bojo actually told me that.
Yeah.
Hi.
Is that you?
Yes.
You just
found out from Carson Anderson a couple weeks ago.
Are you serious?
You didn't know that even?
I always know where it's at, so I just never even knew it because I didn't need to know.
Even an idiot me knows that.
Yeah. Hey, I suck at things too.
Wow.
There you go, Greg.
Did you ever look at the arrow? And you just never
noticed the arrow.
You never noticed the arrow?
I'm not a person that really, I never run out of gas. I don't look at the gauge that often because I always know my car. I always know where it's at.
Yeah.
But I have had a rental before and I'm like, which side is it on?
Wait. This ticket text is wrong. I'm 34 and I just found out that Winnie the Pooh is a girl. No. Winnie the Pooh's a boy.
Yeah.
He goes around bottomless. Not that that's appropriate for boy or girl.
Although Winnie's a girl. Winnie's a girl's name, though, right?
Yeah, but Winnie the Pooh's
Wonder Years.
Winnie the Pooh's a boy, isn't he? Come on. He and Christopher Robin are best friends.
Winnie the Pooh's got to be a boy. Or just, you know.
Greg, can you put up a Twitter poll? Is Winnie the Pooh a boy or a girl?
Please do.
No, Wiki says male.
Wiki says male?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that person, you know, sorry.
Oh, RB is for RB, roast beef. RB. RB.
Okay,
so,
right. Yeah.
Not necessarily America's roast beef, yes, sir.
No, I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I don't know how recently, but I remember I was stunned watching, I don't know, it was the last Summer Olympics or the Summer Olympics before, watching volleyball and didn't realize that you could score points on other people's serve.
They changed the score.
But I didn't know that.
Oh, that's not that bad. And I'll tell you mine, and I'm totally embarrassed by this. I was watching an episode of The West Wing, which was on TV like 15 years ago, and I learned that Israel was only formed in the 20th century.
1948.
I thought Israel had been around forever. I thought the land is there. Well, I know the land is there, but when so people talk about Israel, I always thought that the history of Israel, the country or the state or whatever we call it, went back hundreds of years. And it actually was formed in 1948.
1948. They had a big 70th celebration, I believe, in downtown.
When did you find that out?
Probably 10 years ago.
Wow.
But I don't know how I didn't. I don't know why I would have learned. I don't know. I was blown away.
I'll kind of back you up here, Jamie. I mean, like, you know, going to church, you hear the readings. They talk about Israel back then, like 2,000 years ago.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, the country's been around for 2,000 years.
Totally. I didn't know they were referring to just the land. I thought they were referring to the nation or the country of Israel.
This shows you, though, like, you don't, like, are you?
Uh-oh.
No, a decent amount of World War II.
Not enough,
because that was one of the fallouts from World War II.
Yeah, no, I know. I know that now.
I
didn't know that then.
It was Palestine.
Yeah. Okay. Tony, anything, or you know all?
Oh, no, not. I'm a fan of hot dogs. I love to eat. Well, I better not say that because that'll end up as a drop. But I just found out a few years ago that hot dogs are made from all sorts of parts on animals.
What do you think it was prior?
I thought it was either chicken breasts or, you know, just regular cow meat. You know, just the meat. Regular beef.
Beef.
Yes. Beef.
Yeah. All beef hot dogs.
All beef hot dogs.
Or all pork hot dogs.
Yeah. But I've since discovered in watching some things that they use all sorts of animal parts for some hot dogs, which is disgusting.
I didn't know that until I started eating it about 5 to 7 years ago, asparagus made your
wee-wee smell bad?
Yeah, the pee-pee smell.
I didn't know that either.
So you never had asparagus?
No. My wife likes asparagus. I don't.
Oh, yeah. It's bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only food stuff I know of that does that. And it's like, sometimes you forget you had asparagus, then you go to the bathroom and you're like, oh, that's right, I had asparagus.
It's supposedly an aphrodisiac too, but I don't buy it.
The smell of the
asparagus itself.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's shaped like a rod. I don't know.
All right, we're getting wild and crazy ticket texts on both Winnie the Pooh and Arby's. Apparently, according to many ticket texters, Arby's is named after the Raphael brothers. RB, that's where RB comes from. Okay. Jamie's wrong again, no surprise. Arby's is for the Arby's RB. So I didn't know either. So we,
right.
As a show, we did not know what Arby's was named for, and now we know. Winnie the Pooh was a boy on the show, but the bear on the show was based on a real-life female bear. I find that hard to believe that it was based on a real-life female bear, one that walked around with a red sweater on and befriended an owl and a piglet and a tiger.
Why wouldn't... That wouldn't surprise me. A girl would do that.
What?
Befriend all those people.
No, but I'm talking about an actual bear. I don't know how you'd have proof that she was also good friends with Christopher Robin.
What about Curious George now?
What about
Curious George? Called into question.
Boy or girl?
Yeah. Was it ever truly, truly identified? I know George, you could say George, but what if it was Georgie?
Yeah. Did your kids ever watch the Winnie or the Curious George cartoons?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. They read the book.
No, but PBS has a Curious George series, and it's the premise of every one of those cartoons is do whatever you want. It'll all work out in the end. Because George, there was one episode where George knocked down a building, and afterwards they're like, boy, George, you helped us find a error in our plans. It would have been really dangerous. Thanks for doing that, buddy. And it's like, what? Yeah. It's like the moral of the story is do whatever you want, because at the end of the day, the man in the yellow hat will forgive you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was
ridiculous. Very annoying.
I never noticed the arrow before, and the FedEx logo was completely mind blown. You've seen that, right? FedEx.
Yeah.
There's an arrow. It's kind of a subtle arrow. Yeah. I'm 48, and I just found out Israel became a country in 1948. That's from Kevin in Fowlerville.
Wow.
You are welcome. Another ticket text. I just found out Saturday that not everyone can smell the asparagus bad pea smell. It's a gene that not everyone has.
What? Smart people.
I didn't know that. I'm just learning that.
I did not know that.
248-539-9797. I never knew until around 2001 what the term unanswered goals or runs or points meant. Even more embarrassing was that my ex-wife told me about this, unnamed texter. So like when the Red Wings score two unanswered goals in the third period, that's what unanswered. Is that what he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so hard to...
I don't know. It seems common sense to me. How about this one? Odd rules few people know about. The one-point safety in the NFL. I forgot about that. I looked it up. The defense gets it. It has to do with a on an extra point. If the defense gets the ball in the field of play on a conversion attempt, then a defensive player takes the ball into his own end zone and is tackled. The result will be a 1-point safety.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought the only sport I thought the rouge in Canada, the CFL.
But now we know what's going to happen to the Lions next season.
Of course,
that's
somebody says
definitely going to happen.
Also, Randall Cobb's kickoff out of bounds shenanigans against the Lions. That was a great play.
I thought the asparagus smelling your pee thing was a myth because I cannot smell it, even though I thought everybody was making this blank up. Jeff and South Lion. No.
I don't want to throw Kyle Bogey under the bus. By the way,
yeah, you do.
But I know for a fact that he didn't know Muhammad Ali and Cassius Clay were the same person until like 4 years ago.
Come on.
Oh, my
Lord.
Are
you serious?
But he knows what color socks Mike Vellani wears.
Is
he wears the same.
Is he aware of who Lou Alcindor is?
I'm not sure.
We might want to check up
on that. I bet you there's quite a few people that don't know who Lou Alcindor is.
And he is, of course, former UCLA running back Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
How weird is that? They went to the same school.
Players named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I was 34 and I learned that girls pee out of two different holes. There you go. There you have it. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.